I'm an old fart. I can tell you that when I first began listening to Aretha Franklin, it was on vinyl, which gives you an idea of about how long ago that was. And as soon... Okay, I got somebody up for something about the women here. We'll just go with a few little, Oh, brother. Could you have made this any more difficult?
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And now that we've got the PSAs taken care of, we'll announce that it's 11:03. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is our show honoring Aretha in many, many ways. And we'll get to that shortly.
Been scorned. We've been talked about. Sure as you born. But we'll never turn back. No. We'll never turn back until we walk in peace. We have walked through the shadows of death. We had to walk all by ourselves, but we'll never turn back until we have all been free. Until we have all been freed, and we'll have equality. We have hung our heads and cry, cry for those like Lee who died, die for you, and he died for me. For the cause of equality, but we'll never turn back until we have all been free.
Love. Oh, it's time. It's time for shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water.
Morning. It's 11:15. So, as Mike reminded you, he really couldn't remember a time when many of his, I'm sure, singing idols had no longer been with us. But sadly, I can remember all too well. Many of us had tickets for Aretha Franklin, for her concert she was supposed to perform in June. And we knew something was up when it was canceled because she was a person who came up from hard times, and you can never, ever forget that. She had her first child at the age of 12. She had another at the age of 16. Yes, she honed her chops in a church choir, but she never graduated from high school. But there was never a smarter businesswoman going. She insisted on having the money up front. And as you heard, if you were listening to Mike, there was nothing she could not sing. I think one of my favorite versions of R-E-S-P-E-C-T was the Murphy Brown show when she appeared there and gave Candace Bergen the eye for trying to sing until she finally said, okay, I know you're just dying to chime in here, but it was definitely great. One of my best friends from work, his son, that was the first song he learned to dance to from the track of the second Blues Brothers film in 2000 when she did R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So, why Mavis Staples to start things off? Well, first of all, Mavis Staples is the last person left from the Staples Singers. And this album, Mavis Staples Will Never Turn Back, was made in 2000 in memory of her parents. Mom and Pop Staples, with Down in Mississippi, Eyes on the Prize, We Shall Not Be Moved, In the Mississippi River, On My Way, 99 and a Half, Turn Me Around, Will Never Turn Back, I'll Be Rested, and Jesus Is on the Main Line. So yeah, lots of people made their way from church choirs to family singing to learning harmonies to having really standout vocal chops and being able to make records. I think it's a real shame that WMFO tries to have all sorts of genres but doesn't have a listing for gospels. So we unfortunately have to put stuff in blues or something else when we're listing a genre. And I'm going to close with one more Mavis Staples. And as I mentioned, We Shall Not Be Moved was from Will Never Turn Back. Then we heard the title track of Mavis Staples' latest album, If All I Was Black. And we started off with the title track from Will Never Turn Back. And here's another one from her latest. And then we'll dip into a compilation called From Sacred to Secular, A Soul Awakening. And we'll hope that the CD players manage to not give us a hard time today.
We've got a world. alone. And the thing I want to know is who's been doing it. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. The thing I want to know is what bit me on my, who bit me on my back? You sinners, hear my call. Satan's waiting for you all. Better get your souls washed white. Better see the light.
Amen.
Fiery furnace down below. If you ain't right, down you go. To a region of hot brimstone. Lest you start right in to moan. You better get down on your knees. And let the good Lord hear your plea.
Oh, yeah.
Cause if you want to rest with ease, moan you moan. Just bend your head way down and pray. To have the devil chase away.
Oh, yeah.
Come let your souls be saved today. Moan you moan. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb. Let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, ain't got no time to sham.
If you wanna get to paradise,
you must repent without a doubt. And let the good Lord hear you shout.
Oh, yeah.
Religion turns you inside out. Moan you moan. You better get out on your knees. And let the good Lord hear your plea.
Oh, yeah.
Cause if you want to rest with ease, moan you moan. Just bend your head way down and pray. To have the devil chase away.
Oh, yeah.
Come let your souls be saved today. Moan you moan. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb, let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, ain't got no time to sham.
If you wanna get to paradise,
repent without a doubt. Let the good Lord hear you shout.
Oh, yeah.
Religion turns you inside out. Moan you moan.
You know your life
That's one of the last recordings Sharon Jones ever made with the Dap Kings, and they called the album Soul of a Woman, and that was a song that Sharon Jones wrote herself, and she already knew she was dying from cancer. So, yeah. There have been many folks who have passed, many still to go. When I think of what Aretha did with her money, I would only invite some of those people who just seem so anxious to grab more and more of it, to think about what they might do with a little bit less. Yeah. Because otherwise, you get somebody like the Nugget sitting up there. How's that tax cut working out for you now that you've seen banks raising the rates, gas prices going up, consumer products going up, and despite the lure of a tax-free weekend? Yes, we have work to do. I would remind you, please, please get out and vote in the primaries here in Massachusetts. They're happening September the 4th, the day after Labor Day. There are many important races to be decided all across the state. Do not depend on your neighbor to vote for you. Get up off your butt and go out and vote. Otherwise, we have someone, not mentioning any names, but who can't seem to speak in a recognizable English sentence without shouting hateful and racist slogans. And boy, when I remember with what hope in our hearts when we started out with Aretha Franklin singing at the inauguration of Barack Obama. Yeah, I really do miss him. And that's me, the little old white 71-year-old lady saying that. So before Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Call on God from Soul of a Woman, we heard Bessie Smith with Moan You Moaners from Wade in the Water, the first record of, I believe it's either six or, no, I think it might even be eight, from a compilation called From Sacred to Secular, A Soul Awakening. Yes, it's an 8-CD set, History of Soul. So during the show, we're going to hear some Aretha Franklin that I guarantee you is pretty obscure. Before Moan You Moaners from Bessie Smith, that came out in about the 30s, was Mavis Staples with No Time for Crying, If All I Was Black. Put out in 2017 on Anti-Epitaph. And do yourself a favor, go out and grab a copy. Well, we're going to move up to the 1940s here with a sister, Rosetta Tharpe.
just over the hill, just over the hill. I'm on my way to the land of deep, just over the hill. Oh Lord, soon below I'm gonna sister on.
Good morning. It's 11:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Mahalia Jackson with Just Over the Hill, a record she made for Apollo back in the 1950s. It's 221 from the original Apollo sessions. Before that, we heard Shamikia Copeland with Smoked Ham and Peaches from America's Child, her brand new album out on Alligator. And prior to that, we heard Sister Matthews with Stand By Me. Nobody has been able to source the original, but it was obviously copied from a 78 record. And all we know is that it was made back in 1948. And we heard Sharon Jones and the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings was Searching for a New Day from Soul of a Woman. And we started off with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Marie Knight with Beams of Heaven. A Decca record made in 1940. And this was number, I think, 30 that year. It is 11:57. Mahalia Jackson, that's really an interesting one. It seems that she was invited to sing by the Daughters of the American Revolution. And then, oh heavens, they realized she was black. And so she couldn't sing in Constitution Hall. So she sang on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, I believe. If my aunt was still alive, she could have told me the entire history. As she put it so quaintly when I was growing up, "Well, you know, you could join the Daughters of the American Revolution, though I'm not sure why anybody would want to." And that's how my family rolled. I was mentioning about what Aretha did with her money, and that was, and you won't find this mentioned by everybody, but she was the woman who bailed Angela Davis out of jail and got her free. She was devastated, like many of us were, by the death of Martin Luther King, and sandwiched in between the death of the Kennedy brothers. Aretha was born in 1942. I wasn't born until 1947. I was the post-war baby after my dad came back from overseas. But the things he had to tell me about what he saw over there is you realize when people start separating folks, it's only to divide and conquer. So yes, there is no separate but equal. It's 11:59.